That countdown to start recording is wild because I'm watching it. Okay, we are live. Thank you so much for being here with us, Steve-O.
Yeah.
And you, I just realized that I spelled your name wrong. It's Stevo,
That's
not
right.
Steveo. Okay, got it. I will make that correction. So, hey Chantel with the pretty hats.
I'm doing spring, guys, because I got roots.
And Steve-O has a Black Hope t-shirt on. You wear the best t-shirts. Do you make them yourself or you have them made?
No, I just see cool stuff. The t-shirts are like the cool thing I like to buy.
Okay. We are excited to have Steve-O with us tonight. He just gave us some ink. And for those of you who are watching, you can see my phoenix rising from the flames, and you can see Chantel's witch's broom.
Not
And
me
I'm
with burn, I
sorry.
have. That's a burn because I can never seem to get stuff out of the oven without burning myself.
Oh, wow. But those of you who are just listening, just know that Steve-O gave us some cool art a few days ago. I
Yeah,
don't even think
I
it's been a
did.
week, right?
I don't
Not
think
even
so.
yet.
Yeah.
Okay. And while he was inking us, we went into some really interesting stories. The kind that was like, my God, you got to come on. We got to talk about this some more.
And
I
guys,
was
can I just say,
like,
we have been
here.
trying to get a tattoo artist on this show, I think almost since the second season. I mean, we've been trying forever. So thank you for coming and being
Yeah,
on the
thanks for having me.
show.
Like, we've had some others who did tattoos, but that wasn't their
Yeah,
main industry.
thing.
Yeah. So
That's
you
cool.
mentioned you've been doing tattoos for 15 years.
Yes, ma'am. No
How
other
many do you
jobs.
have?
More than 100 for sure.
Okay. And how many have you done?
That you did yourself.
Well, did I did myself on me?
No. Well, okay. On
Less than
you.
10.
How
But
many?
no, I less than 10 on myself.
Oh, okay.
But on other people, there's no telling, thousands and thousands probably.
Okay, awesome. My camera is doing some crazy stuff again. It's the ghosts around me. Can y'all still hear me okay?
You're
Yes,
fine,
ma'am.
yeah.
Okay, I'll
Hey,
just keep
Robert.
talking. If the camera goes out, it's just y'all just have to miss my pretty face, but I'm gonna still talk.
Yeah. Dicey's been harboring some ghosts with her almost, we think, since we left that jailhouse, you guys.
Yeah. Ever since then, my cameras have been really wonky. Do you have any ghosts, Steve-O?
Not here.
Not here. Where do you have them?
My dad's old house, man, there used to be this screaming sound that was kind of crazy, and every time you heard it, a person in the other room heard it, but it sounded like it was coming from the room the other person was in.
Wow.
I hated being in my dad's house. That place is crazy weird.
Did you ever see anything move on its own or anything like that? We lost connection there.
Is he frozen on my end or just my end or oh
There
okay.
he
I'm
is.
back.
Did you ever see
Sorry.
anything move on its own?
No, not to my knowledge. Just hearing stuff and like hearing things moving. I guess it always sounded like there's something coming up the stairs or down the stairs, or you hear something in the closet. And it's just like, nah.
That wasn't your
And you'd be like, nope, not going in there. Did
Yeah,
y'all
it's
ever
like
get a spirit box in there to see if you can pick up any sounds clearly, like some conversations or anything?
no, my dad said the only weirdest thing that ever happened was like my little nephew was missing, and when they found him, he was upstairs sitting in front of the closet talking, just sitting on the floor, and no one ever went into any more of it than that. But they said he was just having a talk with the shadow in the closet. I was like, oh yeah, dude, we're never staying the
How old was he?
night here. He was probably like maybe 7 or 8.
Oh, okay.
Like not too little to, just be talking on his own for no reason,
I mean, kids can see stuff, so.
Yeah. Never wanted to have what not an exorcism, but what do you call the cleanse or some
Cleanse.
Yeah, you never wanted to have a cleanse there? Oh, no, Steve-O. He keeps freezing. We're getting into juicy stuff.
B-Rack!
Yeah.
Steve-O, the question was, y'all never wanted to do a cleanse or anything to try to get the spirits out, spirit or spirits?
No. Just because, I don't know. I've never heard of anything that wasn't, like, I mean, I guess like cleansing, but I try to stay away from anything too religious. Mm.
Well, you know, sometimes it's best to leave things the way they are.
Mm. So y'all aren't really afraid then. It's just kind of weird, but not scary. Steve-O's gone again.
Yes. But entered the room, my cat.
And he's just frozen like this too.
On my side, wait. I see nothing.
Oh,
I'm back.
Steve-O, did you hear the question?
Yeah, no, I never. Yeah, we never tried any cleansing or anything. Never really considered it.
Okay, so was it just not scary to you all? It was just kind of weird, like, oh, okay, that's different, but not scary. Or was it scary? Was it scary? Uh-oh.
Maybe whatever we're trying to ask him about, don't want him to talk about it.
You know what? Why don't we change subjects? Let's go back to that.
Sorry. I came back now.
Yeah, we decided we're going to not talk about that no more.
Yeah, your ghost is saying, no, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, no, but I've never, I guess, yeah, never, nothing ever happened to make me really scared, just to give me the regular reaction of like, yeah, I'll just get out of here. Hell no. Mm. Just ignore it, you know, just keep going.
Okay, that's fair enough. So you mentioned you have over 100 tattoos. You also have some piercings. I remember when my arm was stretched out, I was not trying to pull you up or anything, but you kind of brushed against my arm because you were tattooing this, and I noticed you had a nipple piercing. How many piercings do you have? It froze again. We're going to be doing this all night. This is like watching a show that's buffering.
I'm sorry, y'all. My internet says it's all the way on. Or, you know, like 5 bars.
Well, how many piercings do you have?
Right now, only 8 piercings.
8. Okay. So you have barbells. You said 2 or 4. It sounded like you said when I talked to you the other day that you had 2 in both nipples. Was that correct?
Double piercing in the nipples?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did I hear that right? Oh, Lord.
In the meantime, I'm slapping my tattoo because it's itchy.
And I'm back now. Yeah. I have 8 piercings there.
Okay. Chantel, can you ask the question in a
way? Oh, I was just saying, she was asking, are they all like in your ears? You have your nipples done?
I have 4 nipple rings, and I got 2 nose rings, and my ears stretched out.
Dude, I would never know you could put 2 piercings in your nipples.
Yeah, I need 2 more, and I'll be done.
Oh!
Wait, in the nipples?
Well, the next ones will be like in the back meat, but the I got 1 in the front and 1 going up and down in the back, and then I'll get 1 going diagonally, like in the meat.
Well, I mean, I would imagine that at this point, if you decide not to have them again, you're just going to have them removed and tattooed back on.
Or they're so stretched out, you'd have to have part of it cut off, wouldn't you?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, the front one was stretched out for a long time, and I had to stretch down because it was just, once I got the back ones pierced, it pushed them out, and they looked weird through my shirt, and I couldn't have that.
Well, you know what? The conversations that we were having about the tattoos were very interesting, and I do want to go back to that, but the conversations that we were having about the pain associated with the tattoos and piercings is really why I wanted to bring you on, because you were talking about the hooks. Like, I've been to shows where they have people suspended and they're swinging, and you have been that guy. You have been hooked and hung and swung and entering headspace. Can you tell us about that? What that is like from the perspective of someone having the hooks put in their skin and hanging?
Like I was saying before, I think it's definitely a crazy feeling beforehand, and the piercing's not so bad. It's more just the waiting. It's the hardest part. The harder they, like, once they start pulling on it, you feel the pressure come off. It's weird. It's the harder they pull, the better it feels. I guess it hurt more whenever you were just hanging out doing nothing. But it was different when your feet leave the ground and they kind of dangle a little bit behind you. It does something to your head. And like, usually there's always one person at a show that doesn't do well with it, and that's whenever you can see it. And because they'll go up and they'll be like, nope, nope, down, down, down. And it's done. But most people enjoy it.
Do they usually have a medic on the scene just in case anything goes wrong?
I don't think so. I mean, some of the shows, I would say a lot of the like the piercers are already trained for the types of wounds that you would sustain during a show like that. Just common stuff. The worst thing that could happen, I imagine, is a ripped hook or maybe a concussion or something, you know. But
I know that it's like a large group of people that do this, and they get to know each other, right?
There's groups in every city. Usually at every show, there's a different person doing it from somewhere else. I've never hung with the Houston crew. They're called AGRO. It's the Anti-Gravity Relaxation Association. Cool guys. I know a bunch of dudes that have hung with them. I've just never been a part of one of their shows. I always hung with Aslan Arts. Just because I saw them one time, and then the next time I saw them, I was like, hey. Fun stuff.
Okay, it's fun. So we're talking about someone who enjoys pain. Is that an accurate description?
I would say so, because it's not just about, I don't know, it's just it takes you to a different place in your head if you can get there, you know, or let it happen.
Have you done any BDSM type of stuff?
Probably. I imagine it's the same field in a sense, you know, but.
Well, I wonder. That's why I'm wondering if you know
it
both.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You would consider yourself a masochist?
I would. Yeah, I would guess so.
So if I said pain slut, would that categorize you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah, because I have tattoos on top of tattoos, and I'm covering all my tattoos in black. And it's not just for a look. It's for to tell everyone all the time. It's about the experience and the ride getting there and the going through so much pain and hurt and the after part. And it's supposed to change you in a way, you know.
Do you ever have a transcendent experience? And I know we talk about subspace, but I mean like also like on a spiritual level.
Yeah, I don't know about on the spiritual level. I have been just taking when my artist was tattooing me a few times, and he was just really getting it hard. He took me to some new levels that no one's taken me to before, for sure. And that's because we're tattooing each other, and that's, like I said, that's part of the experience for both of us, and we understand that.
I'm so interested in this. Tell us about the first time that you realized, you know what, I enjoy pain. Steve-o, Chantel, dance around a little bit before he comes back. There you are. So can you tell us about the first time that you realized that you enjoy pain? I know you and I talked about it a little bit before our listeners to kind of give them some context.
Oh man, it's hard to, like, now thinking about it again, it's kind of hard to pinpoint it down. Definitely early on, just trying to, I don't know, man, ever since I was a young kid, I've been piercing my ears and trying to get myself tattoos and just.
Oh, you're frozen, and I want to hear that. I want to hear that sentence.
I'll do a little.
It's all right. We're gonna get it out. Okay. Are you near a modem?
I am. I'm sitting right next to my thing.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, all right. Like, well, just tell your ghost to calm down. We aren't gonna be talking for about an hour. You know, just let him speak, please. Let him speak. So, what was I asking, Chantel?
About you were early pain.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Just. Go. What was your question?
Yeah. Okay. So it's something that you've always known. So when, and this is the Sex and Horror podcast. So we kind of talk about the horror, but I'm kind of bringing it in with the BDSM and all that. When did you realize that you were getting erections from this? Is this something that stimulates you sexually also?
Not from the tattoo so far. Like I was telling you, it's just kind of like my guy's a big beefy dude. So it's not a sexual experience for that. It is different, though. It's not just like a regular tattoo experience that just your average person would have coming in. Mm-hmm. But I've always been interested in it. With my ex, things were a lot different. You know, we tried much different things, and it was cool. It was expanding. You know.
Is he frozen again?
Yeah. Well, that's a good question, though. I think I have heard a lot of times and throughout my life that people who... Oh, you're back. I was just saying, I've heard throughout my life that some people actually do experience some orgasmic experience when they get tattoos. Have you had that happen?
I have not had that happen. I've definitely experienced high euphoria for sure, but... the only thing I would say that's ever been put into like a sexual type play thing would be play piercings, doing things like that. And I wouldn't say that's what was getting me there, but it was an interesting mixture of feelings, you know, and not necessarily bad, but I haven't dove super deep into it, you know.
How about with your clientele? Have you noticed anybody
wouldn't do
react that way with you giving them tattoos?
Right, because he mentioned that to me then that he probably doesn't get an erection or anything because it's his friends, his male friends, you know, that are tattooing him. But you know, Chantel's question. Sorry, I'm stuttering now. Chantel's question was: have you noticed a reaction from anybody when you're tattooing them? Do they become aroused or anything?
It's very few and far between. But actually, recently I've had one. But it is. I wouldn't say it's 100% uncommon, but the people that allow it to be shown or express it is slim. But actually not that long ago, I had a lady that was, you could tell it was going, we did an 8-hour session. About 3 hours into it, it was getting pretty rough, but she was just letting me know that it was like half and half, and then she was going to have no problem making it to the end because it wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
Wow.
She's getting a little bit more graphic than that, but I was just doing my job, you know. Her husband was sitting right next to us, you know. It was one of them all-nighters. So
what was she getting tatted?
She was actually just getting we were covering up a sunflower, I believe, a sunflower and like a little clover with another sunflower, and I did like a whole leg sleeve. Basically, we started and we did a good 8-hour session on it, and maybe one more 8-hour session to be done.
Wow,
pretty big.
That's the people really dedicated into, you know, the art.
Man, people get crazy like when they sit for 8-10 hours. That shit is wild, especially on really crazy areas.
What's the craziest place you've tattooed somebody on their body?
The butthole.
Oh, man, please tell us those stories, because those stories were funny that night. I was rolling.
Yeah, that was very funny, because it's just a lady came in and she was asking about getting some cheetah print on her butthole, you know, and so I was just trying to figure it out, because usually when people say they want butt tattoos, they get it like somewhere around their butt area.
Yeah, give us some details.
I'm like dying here. I'm like, wait, was it an eyeball peeking out? I guess.
Some of his stories about that, man. I was like, oh my God, what? His ghost just like, no, you're not going to talk about this either.
No butthole talk tonight.
Like, no, don't do that to him while he's on the Sex and Horror podcast. Like, if you can't talk about it here, where can you talk about it? Like, that's the point of having an experience like that, right? So you can tell somebody later. Okay, tell us about the butthole tat.
Okay, so anyways, we started getting into it. She asked me what I thought about putting cheetah print directly on her butthole so that when she shakes her ass in the club, everyone can see it.
Hey, listeners, if you are listening to this episode, please go back and watch it.
Yes.
You're going to want to watch this one. You're going to want to watch it.
Just to see.
All right.
Hey, my friend over here.
Butthole was the craziest place.
Yeah, that was a crazy one, especially because I told her that doing random black dots around her butthole might look like not that appealing, like in a dark setting, you know, and then we did it anyways, and then she wanted to add red to it, and I was like, man, that's going to make it look even worse, you know, and then we did it, and it was cool, and then she went and showed her friends, and two of her friends came, and they ended up getting it too.
Oh my God.
He just started doing all the butt tattoos, the butthole in particular, not on the sphincter.
There's a lot of things I'd want to be remembered for, but tattooing a bunch of strippers' buttholes might not be one of them.
Man, that's again, props though. I would high five. Like, that's a big deal. I mean,
you know, that is a rare spot.
Yeah. I would want to hold the spot as something with you that feels unique. You know what I mean? So
that's what I was thinking. Like, how much pain was that? That must have been very uncomfortable.
God. But maybe they enjoy that pain too, in order to sit there through it. Because the first time that needle jabbed me, I'd been like, nope, that's it. I'm out.
I mean, the healing alone, when it starts itching, I mean, how do you heal though? Like, it seems like, cause it's like in such a moist area. Oh my God. What would happen when you had to poop?
You know what? It's wild though. Now that I've had kids, like the butthole changes after kids. Hey, Steve-O, has she had kids? Because the butthole changes after kids. Yes? Did she have kids?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like...
His screen just said, you know what? That's just too much. The screen just went completely black. Okay, there we go.
All right, I'm back here.
Has she had kids?
The one
like in and out.
The one you tattooed on the butt.
The girl, the butthole tattoo lady?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no, because there was definitely no episiotomy thing like that done, unless she had a C-section or something. I didn't see that part.
Or she, you know, was stretched really good and didn't need all that, maybe. But maybe. Yeah.
Well, like I said, man, to get that natural open, they gotta go head down, ass up, and it just opens itself for you, you know.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that is wild. You know, you were telling me also about the time, you know, I got to move on from the butt now. You told me about this time that you got stabbed twice. And I didn't mean to laugh about it, but it was the way you told the story.
It was traumatizing.
It was a funny deal. Same thing happened to this the other guy that was in the shop, Tarzan, actually the guy who taught me. There was quite a few people there that night, but I was just sweeping the floor. I was just sweeping the floor, minding my own damn business, and then came in, and like I said, he took a whack at me, and he got me, but it sounded like a clap, and I was just like, what the fucking hell, and like I said, David took his gun out, and he started getting crazy over there, and then so they were doing their thing, and I looked down at the floor, and then there was blood everywhere, and Tarzan grabbed my arm, and I was like, oh shit, I was like, oh, he got me, and I was like, oh my god, and then the other one, and then, like I told you, the piercer was trying to stitch us up and stuff, and then he stitched up Tarzan, and then he saw that a piece of that blade was missing, because we still have the blade, and Tarzan has it, and so he ended up taking all the stitches out and making us go to the hospital and making sure that there was no metal still in either one of us and stuff.
Then they
forgot we were there at the hospital when we were sitting in there. And they were like, we walked in and they was like, she was like, hey, go have a seat over there. We'll be right with you. So we went and sat down and like an hour and a half, 2 hours goes by. And she just looked at us and she was like, oh my God. She was like, I forgot you guys were here. Yeah, that was just like, oh man, yeah. I was like, it's fine, you know. And
was it like more blood every which way?
Gotta ask him. Well, the blood clots were so gigantic that there was no more bleeding, and then they gave us those little numb shots and stitched us up. And the stitching part was funny too, just because we were making jokes and stuff and trying to get discount or something, and those $1,000 a stitch.
Even after making you wait for hours and forgetting about you.
That's how they are.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, the next time we needed stitches, we were just trying to call random people we knew. You know, we had a customer whose wife was a nurse, you know, and we're just like, hey, she got time tonight.
You know what, Steve, what I didn't ask you during that time, or maybe I did, I can't remember, but it seems like if you enjoy pain, that's kind of like a superpower. You know what I mean? So some dude stabs you. Like, is that a pleasurable thing? I mean, I know that it's under stressful circumstances.
No.
I wouldn't think so. No,
but the shock was so, I felt that the stitches hurt more than anything. Not getting them. It was like the days afterwards. I think that was the worst part, was the aftercare. More than anything, just
thank God it didn't get
happened so
major...
quick, and I was just like, what? And
damn.
Yeah, the arm one was that was the humdinger. And then the guy did so good stitching it up. But like I was telling you before, I had nerve damage in my arm. You could just barely touch it with your finger, and it would put me all the way down. Like I'd be like lightheaded, and wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. So how long did it take for that to go
away?
Waited years
to get it retattooed, and
wow,
a couple of years. I'm gonna say like 2 or 2.5 years before I got it tattooed again. And I was still nervous because there was like a knot. There still was still like a knot under there where it was at, and yeah, it was I was not looking forward to it.
Yeah, did you have real. They never got the guy that stabbed y'all either, right? Even though your friend Tarzan shot him, they never captured him.
I don't think you said there was Tarzan who had the gun, but maybe I didn't
catch
that part.
He had a gun and he shot you know, the guy. And they found blood, but they never actually got the guy. Like, he was hit. Steve-O, I'm on the part of your story where the guy that stabbed y'all, that was trying to rob y'all, how he got shot. Your friend Tarzan shot him, but they never found him. right? I just see his circle up there. I don't see him. I don't see his face. Guys, if you're listening to this episode, please watch it so you can see all the faces we're making in the meantime.
I'll do some show and tell. So this is my book, but inside is a cool scorpion.
Ooh. Nice. Congrats.
Okay. Well,
he really went out this time.
Well, you know, bringing up the time he got stabbed probably is no fun.
Well, listen, I mean, if he's going to have ghosts around him trying to protect what he's talking about, they could keep him from getting stabbed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really.
Where were they then? That's when they need to step up. Step up and block a blade.
Ghost ninjas.
Steve-O, can you hear us?
I don't think he can hear us.
I thought I was hearing him come in and out. Chantel, how was your Equinox event tonight?
It was wonderful. It was awesome as usual. It was an intimate setting, intimate group. Worked out great. Can you hear us?
Hold up. Chantel, can you hear that? Because if you can, I'm hanging up. If I'm the only one that just heard that, I'm hanging up right now.
No, I heard him. But that don't mean nothing.
We can both be hearing things. It sounds
pretty weird.
Sitting right here ain't having it.
Oh my god, you guys have to see Dicey's face.
What is happening?
I don't know. It's the ghost of Steve-O's present.
Listen.
This ain't having it right now. What the fuck, man? It says it got full reception.
Oh, that's Steve-O trying to get his camera back. Hey, Steve-O, if you can hear us, just click the camera off.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that was a little ASMR for us, folks.
There you go.
Hey, Steve-O, click your camera off. It might be working overtime to try to broadcast the video and audio at the same time so that we can hear you talk.
Well, you know what? Message him and tell him that.
Steve-O's ghost. Can you tell Steve-O to...
All right, over here. All right. Nope, it doesn't want to change anything.
Okay. Let me message him.
All right, let's see. Let's try this.
Turn your cam off and just play audio. I'm sending that text. Let's see if he hears that. So did you summon up any ghosts or anything with the Equinox? You set your intentions for the year?
No ghost summoning, but yeah, for sure. We set our intentions and we did our little egg spell that we do every year, which is very awesome. And yeah, it was enjoyable.
Oh, wow. Well, there's two of them now. Oh, wow. Okay. Can we get that other one off?
Yeah. It might fall off on its own.
There we go. I removed it. Whoa, now he's back. He is back. All right. Thank you for joining us again. Welcome to the Sex and Horror Podcast with Dicey Grinner and Chantel Renee.
And my friend. Oh, never mind. I dropped him.
This is our special guest tonight, tattoo artist Steve-O Carey, who has been giving us some ASMR while he's getting his connection together.
There we go. I know, I got you on the audio, just so I don't know.
Yeah, that way, it for sure, maybe it'll stop cutting out.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve-O, well, real quick, I think I was mentioning that they never caught the guy who stabbed y'all, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. So do you have any PTSD from that? Is there ever any times where you're, you know, wondering if he's going to pop back up or if perhaps somebody else will come in the studio or anything?
Nah, I was 120 miles away when that happened, but now I'm not really worried about that. I have a drawer full of knives behind me while I tattoo, and everybody, and I think everybody in my shop carries a gun, and usually when we're the last people left in the shop. Yeah. So usually when if there's one person left in the shop with their customers, we lock the door behind us, so they're locked in anyways. No one's coming or going.
I mean, you know, if you're gonna come into a place and this guy had a machete, by the way, people, this was no regular knife, and you're wielding a freaking giant ass blade, you're gonna get what you're gonna get. I mean, you're in Texas, people. Don't think you can come at anyone and not get something happen to you.
Yeah, a long time ago there was a lot of that going on, just because there's a lot of cash flow, and people, especially down in South Houston, there was a lot of shops getting robbed all the time, and but owners were getting in trouble. And one guy got 30 years in jail for shooting someone that robbed his shop for the multiple times. But since he turned around to run out of the shop and got shot in the back a couple times, ended up dying still inside the shop. But yeah, I gave him 30 years.
Wow.
So you're not allowed to kill the people who rob you if they have a gun or whatever.
Which is interesting because, you know, we have that Joe Horn discussion here. That, do you remember that case, the Joe Horn case, where the guy was the neighbor came out? Joe Horn was the neighbor, and he saw people stealing from the house next to his, I believe, and they were taking TVs or something out. They took off running. And he shot and killed them, or at least one. I know. I can't remember if he. I know for sure he killed one. I can't remember if there was anybody else involved. I might be getting cases confused, but I do know that he shot and killed them as they were running away. Do you remember that case? Anybody? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on. So, Steve-O, what can you tell us about tattoo therapy? So, those of us who have tattoos, we kind of all kind of collectively get that. People who don't have tattoos don't understand what we mean when we talk about tattoo therapy.
Did we lose him?
Steve-O, we lost you on audio, too?
I'm back now. It did. Yeah, I was gone for a minute.
Okay. So Dicey was asking you about tattoo therapy. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
That has to do just exactly with that pain thing. Most people, when they say they need pain therapy, and me, that's them admitting that they need to go on that journey. They need that feeling, because in the end, when you got your pain souvenir, you get your confidence rise, or, you know, you feel better, and you didn't get to beat something up, but you got someone to take it out on you, you know, just feeling that stress and going through what you go through, and then feeling the accomplishment. Like, you get the, you know, I said the pain souvenir. So, yeah, but I think tattoos, a lot of things could probably get you that tattoo or pain therapy, you know, just that's the one that's being normalized right now. that's what they're calling it, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, what else? Being suspended could be one, but what else?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the play piercing things, like they have where they do crazy intricate designs with anywhere from like 10 to like 100 needles at a time, you know, going through your back or from your back down to your leg. And,
Since you're tattooing people and you're inflicting pain on them, do you get any sense of pleasure from that also, from actually inflicting pain?
Well, that's like I don't like get off to hurting them or anything or making them hurt, but I mean, I think it is cool when a person can put up with it, you know, and you see that it hurts, but they can still, like, some people, either when you're tattooing a super painful spot, but they don't move at all, but you know deep down, and they're screaming, but it takes a special kind of person to be able to withstand some of that stuff and and just make it look so easy.
Yeah, see. I definitely would say there was a few times when you were down towards like in this area over here. I was like, ooh, wow, okay, just
ooh, today I finished a blackout arm and we finished up the elbow.
Ooh, the elbow. Yeah. I have six, but there are some parts of my body that I know I never want a needle anywhere near. And the elbow is one. The butthole is another.
Back.
Well, I hear that the side and like the side and the rib cage is real hard.
It does get a lot of people. Anywhere where you're ticklish, it's going to be hard. Women do better than men 100%. But the ribs and the hip bones and anywhere near the armpits is usually pretty terrible for everybody.
Places I will not get a tattoo. Note.
I've been numb in my stomach area ever since I had my son. I was in full blown labor and it was the most painful time that you can imagine. Although I've had some pretty painful experiences because I have fibroids too. But anyway, my stomach has been numb ever since I had the C-section with him. And so when it's already numb, that means that I'm just going to have a great tattoo experience. I won't feel any pain there. Or does the tattoo needle go deeper, or you know, is that going to strike some nerves in there that I'm not already accessing? Steve-O, you still there? Damn it.
That's a good question though. Like for real, for one thing too, listeners, while we're on pause here, Dicey tried one of those numbing creams and it didn't really work for her. Oh, there you are.
No, but and what's so bad about that is I had a root canal on this tooth up there. The numbing cream didn't, when they numbed me, they kept sticking me with the needle. That never numbed either. I felt my whole root canal, which is why I have been having, you know, a time even going back. But I don't take to numbing cream. I did take to the epidural, though. When the epidural is sensational. But Steve-O, the question was, since my son, I ended up having an emergency C-section with him after Steve-O blast.
Good thing I stopped you. Are you there?
Sorry? Yeah. Cause I was about to go back into it again, give the whole spill. I know the listeners like, you know what? Forget it.
I keep cutting out. I don't know what it is. I got all the bars.
One more time, but shorter.
Okay, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So when I had my son,
yes, ma'am.
My stomach has been numb ever since. I had an emergency C-section with him after going through labor, and it just, the nerves in it just deaded. So does that mean that when I get ready to get a tattoo on my stomach, that I won't feel any of it, or does that needle go down a little bit deeper than I'm able to feel right now?
No, I think you should be good to go.
She's getting a big old tattoo right there.
If anything, it could stimulate a part of it, but if it hits something else, but I mean, technically it's not going very deep at all, but I've tattooed women with the same thing, with numbing around the belly area and stuff after things like that. Mm-hmm. And they said, man, well, I tattooed one girl almost all the way around and she said that was the only part she didn't feel. I think hers was not the C-section. It was a tummy tuck, but it went.
Mm-hmm. I had one of those too. And so my son is 12 now. So for the last 12 years, I've had the numbness in my stomach. And then the last 4 months, I had the tummy tuck. So now that I don't have... I had a tummy tuck 4 months ago. It was 4 months exactly. I went to my plastic surgeon today for my follow-up. But anyway, so I have the cut. Steve-O, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
And so, you know, they're telling me all kinds of things that I could do for the tummy tuck scar. But it's almost like you know, don't even worry about it, because I got something for that. I ain't got no problem getting a little, you know, artistic expression across my belly.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So that would be cool. Finally, something would pay off, and that's some pain that I wouldn't feel. I would not say that I enjoy pain, but I do have a very high pain tolerance, and I think it's just because I've been through so much pain. I've been through a lot of pain. And so I have a high pain tolerance. And so people are always like, man, you just sit for a tattoo like you don't, like you're just chilling. Like, I feel it. But on the scale of all the pain that I've been through, that's just not that high.
Yeah. I'm sure. I would never want to give birth or have a C-section. I could not imagine.
Yeah. And then I had a hysterectomy. Tattoo. I had a hysterectomy too, which was a mess.
Yeah. So we both went through that.
Yeah.
And then I had fibroids for a few years, but the whole last.
I had mine for 8 years. They were horrible.
Yeah. I felt like I was dying every month. Every month.
Yeah, no. I've never had nothing like that.
Yeah. All right, on to something more positive. All of our male audience just clicked off.
Like this, I'm out. So let's do something for them. How many titties have you tattooed?
Oh, so many.
Have you seen any weird ones? Like, what the fuck happened to this chick's boobs? Why do they look like this?
I've tattooed, one time I was tattooing this old granny's titty, and she had a bunch of old dried up milk. And so I was tattooing around it. When I was wiping it, it was coming out. So I went ahead and I was just wiping the cheese, milk, or whatever was coming out of the crevices of it.
And she then still it had started milk.
And it was started coming out, but it wasn't like watery. It was thick and like chunky. And
she had kind of cheese.
Yeah, it was something else. And I'd say that was probably the grossest one. I think it was, I need to shower now. It was the color and the smell that got me the most, more than the visual.
I am so confused because I breastfed both of my children for 8 months exactly. And for like 2 years after them, I still leaked, but then no more. So I'm trying to figure out.
Was this coming out of her skin or her nipple?
I don't know. But when I pierced for the first 3-4 years I was in the industry, and whenever I would pierce, I'm not gonna say it was common. It wasn't, but more times than I don't know. I can count on a few my hands. I would pierce older titties, and there would be what I would consider, I guess, old dried milk in there or something, you know. It would be like in coming out of the tip, and I don't know if it's just titty cheese or if it was milk or what it was, but I'm just saying in my mind that's what I went to. I was just like, holy shit, dude. I was like I'm wiping milk off of this granny titty or whatever while we're doing it, you know.
Oh my god,
I don't even understand. I'm so confused that,
I don't know, maybe
they were on some sort of hormone replacement and it was causing that. You don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just with that, you know.
All I know is, you know, when you said the smell, I'm just done.
Oh, wow. Steve-O, have you done, like, for women that have had mastectomies and they get tattoos to... you know, as a tribute to there's being cancer survivors?
I have, but I have never done the cosmetic ones where they make them look like actual realistic nipples. I've done Dallas Cowboy stars and I believe just hearts. Just red hearts. And the Dallas Cowboy stars were for somebody's husband. Or her husband or whatever. She didn't even like football, but she thought he'd enjoy it. The other one was just, she just wanted to get something that looked cool.
Okay. Have you tatted any celebs?
I'm going to say no. I've had the opportunity to tattoo two band members, and I blew them off.
Why?
Because one night, so I don't know if y'all know who is As I Lay Dying, and they have Austrian Death Machine too. But the guitar player came into our shop at the Woodlands late one night, and he was just, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was trying to get me to tattoo his hand. And he's just, the way he was dressed, the way he looked, the time it was, I was like, hell no, dude. And then he kept trying to get me to do it, and I got kind of shitty with him. And the next day I went into work, and my boss was tattooing him, and it was the guitar player for that band. And I was just like, oh, I was like, I should have did it.
You blew it, man. Yeah. Why did you want to do it, though? What was the red flag? What made you say no?
Just then I liked partying and stuff. And it was already, I'd been at work since like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, because that's what was our hours there. So it was like about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was just ready to hit the house. I was like, man, there's nothing you can do to make me stay here for another 4 hours, bro.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I'm getting out of here. And because when I was there, I was towards the end, and then I was busy all the time. So it's like, I got to go home and get a little bit of rest before I got to get up and do my kids' stuff and then try and go back home and go back to sleep for a little while before I go back to work.
I mean, that's understandable.
It was just different, man. The other guy was out, the bass player for Mudvayne, you know, the dude that used to have the red horns.
Yeah.
He came in and wanted some red tribal on his knee, and I was all like, you know what, I'm gonna let this other guy do it. And then like later they were talking about it, and I was like, fuck, you play for Mudvayne? And I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
He was like, I should have done that. He was like, that'd be cool.
Mudvayne is coming to town too. They're on tour. They're coming to Houston. Yeah. Are you going to that show?
I probably not this one. When I started at the shop last year that I'm at right now, the owner took us to that Rob Zombie and Mudvayne and Static X and Power Man 5000. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen any of those guys since I was in probably high school, you know.
You seem like somebody who'd be in the mosh pit getting slammed and slamming.
So not there, I didn't. Tomorrow I'm going to see Vader for their 40-year anniversary. I'm probably going to get pretty wild at that. Looking forward to it. I like the black metal and death metal more, but I'll go see any live show. I'm down for anything live.
Mm-hmm. And you and Chantel both play guitar.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I'm not going to be, I wouldn't say call myself a guitar player anymore. It's been more than 15 years since I've owned a guitar.
Oh,
and I've only been playing for 4 months, but I do, so I'm not every, a guitar player
yeah,
yet.
Okay, oh yeah. That's like every time I get one or see one, I'll pick it up and I'll like mess around with it or whatever. But no, that's cool. It's fun. That's my favorite instrument is guitar. I wish I could dedicate more time to it.
It sounds like you stopped playing around the time you started doing tattoos.
That's when I fully stopped. I stopped doing everything. I started getting into too much trouble when I was younger, and I stopped doing anything but getting in trouble for a lot of years. And I don't know, tattooing consumed my life once I started doing it.
Mm-hmm. Steve, how did you get into tattooing anyway?
I tried for many years too when I was younger, and it never really happened, so I would just build my own tattoo stuff and tattooed myself and my friends for a few years. And when it all came down to really getting into the business, I had already given up on tattooing, and I was doing commercial construction, building gyms inside of malls. And I met this guy named Tarzan, this little tiny dude, and I just started going there once a week with my money and just getting tattooed. I had my own drawings. And one day they had to move shops, and I ended up doing all their flooring that night, helping them move and like doing all this stuff. And he asked me if I wanted to apprentice, and he just told me I had to quit my job on the spot, and I had to work for him full time for free for at least a year.
For free?
That's how it goes.
Yeah. Wow. For free, well, basically working off like thousands of dollars worth of tattoo education, doing whatever he wanted me to do. But it was from, I had to be there from 3 hours before opening, and I couldn't leave until the last person was done.
And how did you pay your bills?
Well, that's the other part. Whenever he told me I had to quit my job, he asked me if I had a girlfriend, and I was like, yeah. And he's like, not anymore. He's like, you have to dump her too. And then he's like, wait, does she have a job? And I was like, yeah. He said, we're going to see how long she'll pay your bills. And then, so she ended up becoming my wife later down the line. So she ended up sticking it through. But it was not an easy time for sure.
So how long have y'all been married?
No, I'm not married to her anymore. That was my ex-wife. That's been.
So you mean to tell me after the time that she paid for all the bills during that time, y'all got married, y'all still didn't stick it out?
Hell no, she got a whole bunch. She got a whole body full of free tattoos from a bunch of badass tattooers from all over the place.
Oh, okay. So that was the trade-off for her.
Yeah, well, and then, yeah, I guess so. She got the raw end of the deal besides tattoos. I'm going to say.
I don't want to get you in any trouble. Normally, I would poke that bear, but.
Everything's going great with my chick right now. She's super fucking tattooed, too. She's awesome, too. So.
Do you do her tattoos regularly?
I try to. We stopped doing them for a while because we've got just a lot of painful areas left. But we got this new Bondi cream. I tattooed her armpit today, and she said she didn't feel nothing.
Oh, what stuff is that?
It's called Bondi cream. It's been going around for a while, and a bunch of people have been using it. But today I finished all black sleeve, and we did the.
Interesting. Wow. Did y'all hear that?
She said Bondi. She didn't feel none of it. Bondi. Yeah, heavy black work.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems to be pretty trendy.
Yeah, it is. The numbing cream is huge right now, but the amount of numbing creams that actually work is very, very slim. Right.
No, I mean, the blackouts.
Yeah, the blackout, I'm trying so hard to push that on people. There's so much you can do with it. Just a clean slate, or you can do black on top of black, or white on top of black, or get scarification or branding. You know, instead of tattoos, you know, that'd be fucking badass. Okay. Yeah, America's catching on a little bit slower. It's coming up more here, but overseas, it's huge.
Do you ever go over there to tattoo? Do you ever travel abroad to tattoo?
I've never been overseas to tattoo. I would have loved to, but I don't even know anyone over there. The only people I know from over there, they all live here now.
What about, you know, like when we talked about this, when you go to the tattoo convention here, have you thought about any of the other tattoo conventions in other countries or anything?
That would be cool too. It's just, I guess I haven't done anything that far away because I haven't been able to leave my situation with like my family and kids and stuff for that long.
Well,
and because like when I go somewhere, I can't just go. I'd have to take my girl and at least one of my kids. So it's anywhere I go, I have to take two or three other people with me.
I gotcha.
And so usually whenever I do stuff like that, it's just family vacations and things like that.
Good. That's very, you know, that I think that's the consideration that a lot more men should have, honestly. But, you know, that's just me.
I mean, years ago, I didn't have it. It wasn't until I had my second kid that I really got my shit together. My daughter's a trooper. She's 19 years old, and she grew up in a tattoo shop and spent a lot of days and nights in tattoo shops with me. She grew up right along with me because I was 16 when she was born.
Wow.
And when I got this other one was on the way, she told me that I need to get it together.
Yeah.
And I did. I knew I did too. Just I was still having a lot of fun back then, and just being a part-time dad. And once she moved in with me and I had my second kid, it was time to rock and roll.
Well, you stay pretty busy. And just so people know, this is a local guy. He is up in Tomball, or would we consider Tomball or Spring?
Spring.
So you can actually check out his tattoo parlor. It's called the Crow's Nest.
Yeah, a lot of good artists there. If I can't do it, I know someone who can. We'll get you to the right person.
There's some great art on the walls there. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, y'all need to come back. That was a fun little party over there.
Yeah.
We're planning it. Well, one of the girls that didn't come with us and myself, we're both hitting our big 5-0 this year. So I think we're going to come in for that towards the end of the year.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Jay Mazur. It was her birthday that we were celebrating there. That was a fun idea, the tattoo party. And thank you for tatting all of us. I mean, you kind of went one right after the other pretty much all night. So that was very kind of you and professional. I really enjoyed myself there. I even did a little video on TikTok. I think I shared it to Instagram too. But Steve-O, tell everybody where they can find you online if you want anybody to check your workout or to check you out.
Yeah, I only have one Instagram account. It's Steve-O Carey Tattoos is the handle. Or you can go to the Crow's Nest on Instagram, and there's a link to my profile on there. And that is the only place you can find me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This has been awesome. We got into quite a bit of what we talked about that evening. I could think of a few other stories. So maybe at some point you can come back when you have some other very weird stuff you want to share.
I'm down with that.
If you're doing another suspension show or something.
Hopefully, the show's coming up. Y'all check it out. There's some tattoo conventions coming up, and there will be some suspension, probably some tongue splitting, and just a whole bunch of really kick-ass tattoos going on.
When is that?
I'm not sure when the one for Houston is going to be. I don't know if they've announced it yet, but it's going to be a Villain Arts convention. It'll be either be in May or June.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's hope for June, because May is going to kick our ass.
Right. Yeah. It usually is like the first week of June. I don't think I've been since the pandemic, but prior to that, I was trying to go every year.
I think the Villain Arts one's always been in June. It was they had like the Tattoo Expo, and then it's all different names, but they're all like scattered through different months.
Nice.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, Chantel. Thanks for having me.
Chantel, do you have
any questions? Thank you. No, not really. Just thanks a lot for coming on and enjoyed the stories, and hopefully you won't think of something that was too incriminating and we need to take off.
No, you're good. You're awesome.
We didn't get into the gang affiliation, so I think we're good.
Yeah.
None of that.
Yeah, next time.
All right. Good night. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you.